And welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. You've been listening to a press conference with Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, and Benjamin Netanyahu. Coming up next hour, we're going to dig into state politics with the Dakota Political Junkies, and SDPB's Keely Bultina will bring you news of abortion legislation as it makes its way through the State House. Before we get to the serious stuff, though, we're going to finish out this hour with a good laugh. You can line up for a week of comedy in Sioux Falls. This week it's called the Sioux Falls Snow Jam Comedy Festival, and here with more is one of the event's organizers and a comedian. Nathan Holtz is with us from Sioux Falls. Nathan, welcome to In the Moment.
Well, thanks for having me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. And also with us, Britton Hackey from Sioux City, Iowa, one of the comedians who's coming to town for the festival. Britton, thanks for being here as well.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
All right, Nathan, let's start by what this event is all about.
Well, we're looking to raise money and have fun. That's what we're doing. We're raising money for the South Dakota Special Olympics. And so we're having six shows over 3 days with 30 comics to raise money for the Special Olympics and have a great time bringing comedy to Sioux Falls.
Why comedy, Nathan? Why is that a good way to raise money and have some fun?
Well, I like to help, and this is the only way I know how to. So we love comedy in Sioux Falls. So Sioux Falls has gone through a couple comedy clubs, and we've supported it on and off over the years. And honestly, comedy is what brings us together as, you know, a nation. I can't, you know, even though sometimes it divides us, but it also, you know, we can all share a laugh.
All right, so how'd you get your start in comedy, Nathan, as a performer?
I started performing as a six-year-old in my hometown of Glencoe, Minnesota. I played with the Buffalo Creek Players and had been on stage ever since. And then I decided I'd like to tell jokes. So just decided to do it in college one day and haven't stopped.
All right. Britton, how'd you get your start in comedy?
Well, I was always fascinated by it. You know, I thought for sure when I was a kid, 9, 10, 11 or whatever, you know, that's what I was going to do for a living. And life got in the way and I kind of forgot. And years later, I found out about an open mic here in Sioux City, and I figured I'd give it a shot. And it's been a lot of fun. So,
what's the scene like in Sioux City, Britton, for sort of the stand-up comedy scene? What's that like as a town?
It's smaller here. There's a few of us, mostly just doing an open mic every week, and a lot of the times we have to go out of town to really find bigger audiences. But we're trying. We're building up slowly.
Building. Nathan, Sioux Falls. What's that scene like?
I get to brag here for a minute. I think it's one of the best scenes in the country.
Really?
And it's small. It's super small. We have people that come to open mics, which is unheard of. We have awesome comics. We have a lot of stuff going for us. I think it's one of the most supportive and fun scenes I've ever been a part of.
How do you support each other as comics, Nathan? What does that
look
like?
Well, one thing we do is we laugh. You know, a lot of times comics get a bad rap for not laughing at other people's jokes, and there's always plenty of laughter coming from our friends. You know, we all hang out, we all help each other with jokes, and oh hey, I'm doing this show, why don't you come do this, and right, and stuff like that. So it's a very supportive scene and a lot of fun. Small but mighty.
All right, Britton, are there certain themes that you go back to as a comic again and again that never get old digging into?
Well, I've really enjoyed personally going to Sioux Falls. They definitely have a thing going on there. You can feel it, a buzz, you know, for comedy. Right. There's a couple open mics up there that are cool, and they've got a Wackos Comedy Club, which has been really supportive, it seems. And then Omaha also has a great alternative comedy scene, it seems. They've been growing in the last, 10 years, Nate?
All right. So just in our last minute, I want to know about themes that are always funny. Where do you go back to the well to write jokes and sort of revisit? Are there certain topics that come up again and again? Nathan, let's start with you.
Yeah, I'm a heavy man, so I like to talk about being heavy and the common shared experience that even skinny people felt fat. So I talk a lot about that, and I talk about my family and my wife. So those are kind of my main themes.
How's she feel about that, Nathan? She being in the show?
I only talk positive about her because she is amazing.
Right.
I love her. She's fantastic. So it's usually I'm the oaf.
Okay.
Is how it turns out. So
a little self-depreciation never
absolutely.
Hurt.
Absolutely.
Britton, how about you? Topics that just always intrigue you as a writer to sort of explore again and again for comedic purposes? We got about 30 seconds left is all.
Sure. I've been trying to write more personal stuff lately, and I'm finding that the deeper I dive into that, and like having a family, kids specifically, people can identify with that, and that stuff works pretty well, it seems.
All right, come out and see the Masters at work. You can see them this week in Sioux Falls. It's called the Sioux Falls Snow Jam Comedy Festival. Nathan, real quick, how do you get tickets?
Go to the website, Sioux Falls Snow Jam Comedy Festival, and or go to any of the venues and pick up tickets. So you can go Friends and I, Nate, Wackos, or Total Drag.